On Friday, we celebrated May crowning at school, and one of my favorite pictures was of a girl who was carrying out a can full of flowers. And the can was so full that you couldn't see the girl. All you saw was flowers coming out of her head, and it was beautiful. I just hope she could see where she was walking with her flowers. But there were homegrown flowers and store-bought flowers and all different colors and types. Some of you remember our song, "Bring flowers of the fairest, bring flowers of the rarest." Every one of those flowers was picked by someone, somewhere. I don't know their origin, but I do know their destination this year. A great multitude which no one could count. Well, St. John wasn't talking about flowers when he said those words. This was his vision of heaven in the book of Revelation today. A great multitude which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. What a great message of hope that is for us this morning. And it's hopeful for two reasons. First of all, because he said that no one could count this great multitude. How many were there in the presence of God? I don't know. More than one could count, because everyone is called to that vision. Everyone. And the second reason for great hope is he says that that vision was from every nation and race and people and tongue. He didn't say, "I saw this vision of heaven and they were all from the cathedral." No. "They all looked like me and talked like me." No. Every nation and race and people and tongue to be seen in that vision is what his plan was. But there is another aspect to that vision that John saw, because he says that the multitude that he saw had survived the time of great distress. What that time of great distress refers to is a matter of debate, and probably always will be. But I think, if nothing else, it indicates that that time of suffering, distress, sacrifice, can either be a moment where one turns from the Lord or a path to lead them to the Lord. What might that suffering be? What might that distress be? I don't know. Could be the suffering of a mother who cries for her children, a mother who worries about her children, a mother who maybe buried some of her own children, a mother who worked two jobs to support her children. That generosity and that care might be the path which leads a mother to that vision. It could be the suffering of disagreement with belief. As Paul and Barnabas were met with disagreement and rejection for the gospel they preached in the first reading. Many people of faith found themselves on their heels this past week for their views on pregnancy or abortion or life. How interesting, speaking about this can of multitude of flowers, St. Teresa of Calcutta said, "How can there be too many children?" That's like saying there are too many flowers, she said. A great multitude which no one could count. To be honest, too honest perhaps, there have been times in my life when I've excluded myself from that multitude through my actions. Had to restore that through the sacrament of confession. Perhaps it is not for us to count who is in the multitude and who is out, but rather to work and to pray so that that vision is like that vision of the can of flowers, too many to count.